Well, thank you so much for joining the Drive Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, a pastor here in Mobile, Alabama, and I'm excited to encourage you as we go over certain truths and principles from the Word of God. And I pray that your heart would be encouraged. It's the morning of November 19th. It is Thursday today. It's a clear day here in the deep south, Mobile, Alabama. And I'm driving to work. Just kind of let you guys know, this is season 28. I didn't realize. I kind of looked back the other day of, you know, how many seasons and how many episodes that I've done since I started, and 28 seasons, and the average number of episodes per season is about 20 to 30, 15 to 30. So there is a lot. There's a lot of episodes. So, but what a blessing just to be able to do this in order to hopefully encourage you guys out there, encourage myself as well. We also need encouragement, but this is the last episode of season 28, and I'm just going to let you guys know the next couple weeks I'm going to kind of be away from technology except for my phone, like no iPads, no recording devices and stuff like that. So I'm actually, there's not going to be like, I usually put it to a music intro and all that stuff. It's just going to be kind of raw. The next season 29, is going to just be like raw on the iPhone and straight posting it to the platforms, the podcast platforms. So it's going to sound a little bit different, and there's going to be no intro, no music, but it's still going to be the content as far as the podcast goes. And so I'll do various topics. I'm still praying about what season 29 is going to be about. Obviously, it's always biblical, but specifically what it's going to be about, a book or biblical characters or whatever. I'm still praying about that. But just to give you a heads up, and we've been in 2 Peter, right, for the last about 8 to 10 episodes. And we looked at 1 Peter, now 2 Peter. And I'm going to do the last verse today, episode 30, season 28 of 2 Peter chapter 3. The first couple verses are really telling, and I love how we're going to end this, because Peter writes in his older age when he knows, you know, his tent is about to wear out. God showed him, like, I don't have that much time left, which is not necessarily a bad thing because he was going to go be with the Lord. But here's what he said. 2 Peter 3:1, beloved, now I write to you the second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and by the commandment of us, the apostles and the Lord and Savior. And then he goes on and talks about, you know, being aware and beware of those who come against or whatever. But I love the first two verses, because what he says is this word that I'm giving you. And now we know, you know, many years, decades, centuries later, now we know that this is the Word of God. What he was speaking was part and parcel of the Word of God. And he said by the prophets, by the apostles, by those people of God, right, who are called by God, who are writing these things, who are saying these things. What he is saying is the Word of God, let it stir you up. Let it stir you up. Let the Word of God stir you up. And I actually love that. I love that because, you know, we, as human beings, we adapt so quickly, and that cannot always be a good thing. Adapt quickly. Like sometimes we adapt to sin. That's never good. Sometimes we adapt to certain attitudes that we have. Sometimes we adapt to negative situations. And sometimes we just adapt. so quickly, and then things become routine. Now, if you're talking about healthy spiritual habits, it's good to adapt and adopt those. But when we're talking about the Word of God, in a sense, we can negatively adapt to it in that it's just words on a paper. Words on the onion skin. You know, the onion skin, the paper that the Bible's printed on nowadays. It's like, it can become so rote. It can be so routine after a while. It's just kind of like obligation. And there ceases to be transformation because we're so bent on obligation that it's not even fun. Like, it's not even insightful. It's just like, this is just what I do. That's not ever a good place to be. Because then we get complacent. If the Word of God isn't stirring our hearts, we can become apathetic. We can become complacent. And these things are never good, guys, when it comes to the spiritual life. Like, we don't want to, in a sense, adapt just to the routine and the repetition of reading the Word just to read it. Now, don't get me wrong with what I'm about to say, but there are those who do Bible plans, which are great. You know, I know a lot of pastors and friends that do Bible plans, and they love them because it helps them to keep them on track, right? But when that becomes a problem is when you have this Bible plan that says to read 10 chapters today. You read about 4 and 5, and you're running out of time, so you're just trying to quickly just get through it. Just get through the Word. Hurry up. I just got to get done with this. Like, that's the wrong heart to read the Bible with. That's the wrong heart. That's like, just hurry up and get it done, rather than, well, let's see what God wants to do in my heart as I read this. You see, it's a difference between having a checklist because you just have to do these to-do things, or actually wanting to do it, wanting to read the Bible, wanting to seek God through His Word. Are you doing it out of obligation, or is it because you want to see transformation in your life? It should be because of transformation, right? And so Peter is saying, let the Word of God stir you up. What does that mean, stir you up? Well, when you're stirring something, you're actively doing something. You're making ingredients in order to make something. Say it's food item, you're baking, whatever. You're stirring it up, the ingredients all together, and it's going to make something amazing. It's going to make something beautiful. It's going to make something that tastes good, right? And so as we're stirred up by the Word of God, God takes all the components of His Word by His Spirit through prayer, and He stirs it all up and makes something beautiful, because it's beautiful because God wants to speak through His Holy Word to your set-apart life, you see. Let the Word of God stir you up. See, because if we're not stirred up, we're just going to become complacent. And it's kind of like the difference between water that is sitting in a bucket, or water that is flowing in a river. You know, which one would you want to wash your hands with? The one sitting in the bucket that 20 other people just wash their hands with? Yeah, it's dirty. You want to place your hands in the flowing river, because it's fresh water. It's like, to be stirred up in the Word of God is to let the Lord's Word work in your heart, to constantly renew your mind, to let the Lord's Word in, to be vulnerable to what God wants to say to you and to me. That's what it means to be stirred up in the Word of God. So you guys, I just encourage you, let God's Word stir you up. Get in it, not because of obligation, but because you want to see a transformation in your heart. Let it cause you to be convicted, to be comforted, to be helped, to be healed. Be vulnerable to the Word of God and let God's Word stir you up. and call you to action in the things of God. How amazing is God's word? It's so good. And I pray that you guys have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you next time.